On air,
online,
and on the ABC Listen app. ABC Northern Tasmania.
I'm Charmaine Lowe from Athena. No, that isn't right. Start again.
Well, you are from Athena, though. Yeah,
Charmaine Lowe, and I was born at Athena, now living in Launceston.
Sitting in front of Charmaine on the kitchen table is a 400-page book that Charmaine has been working on for the past 30 years. And it's all about the place that means so much to her, Athena, in northeastern Tasmania.
Everyone loves Athena. Everyone you talk to that comes from Athena loves it.
Charmaine also has an old red display folder, the ones with the plastic pages.
This is what I call a Bible, and when I researched all the people that were born and died in Athena and married in Athena.
Charmaine actually started recording interviews with people who she went to school with at a reunion. And she had so much information that she felt like she had to do something with it.
I collected so many photos then, I really had to do something with them. It was too much history out there. People I interviewed were talking back, they were in their 90s and I was 30 years younger than them, and their life was a totally different one to what ours was in our day. And I thought, I've got enough information here, and I think I'll put this book together to commemorate the memory of those who served in the First World War and to highlight their families and the Athena, really, that supported them. Mm. So it came all together like that.
Some of Charmaine's earliest memories of Athena include having no power.
No washing machines, no telephones. We had a radio that we used to listen to.
What sort of era, I mean, what sort of time are we talking about? What year, roughly?
1942-55. And then I left Athena. My parents still live there. Then I went off to work.
What were you doing? What were you doing for work?
I was a telephonist at the Launceston Telephone Exchange. Oh. Back in those days, Mowbray was manual. You had to connect all the Mowbray people.
So you sit at a big sort of switchboard,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, and East Launceston wasn't automatic.
Okay. So you got the call.
Yes.
Hello, it's Fred here. Can you pull me through to Frank?
Whatever it is.
Yeah. What, did I have to know the number of the person I wanted?
Yes, number please.
Okay, right.
The current population of Athena is about 140 people, but according to Charmaine, back in the day, Athena was a pretty big place.
There was a really huge population. It was about the third biggest place in Australia at that time.
Athena was?
Athena was. What? Had a population of over 5,000.
Wow.
Well, that actually wasn't the third largest place in Australia, but it was the third largest place in Tasmania at the time.
Three hotels, boys' club, cricket club, football club. You name it, they had it.
And even though she loved the tail end of those Athena golden days, she also realises that things have changed.
No, it's a new era now. Yeah, okay. Totally.
Part of the reason that Charmaine is so happy that the book is done is because of her husband, Moss, who's been really unwell.
We went to school together, my husband and I.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In Athena?
Yes, in Athena. Okay. And then he joined the Navy. And I later left Launceston.
Moss was a pension advocate for 25 years, and Charmaine worked as a welfare pension officer with Moss.
So therefore, a lot of everything to do with veterans, we were familiar with how to getting their records and their entitlements, and which was sort of another avenue towards this book.
At this point, Moss gets up from the chair that he's been laying back in all morning and heads toward the display cabinet.
And a lot of men from the First World War never ever would go and ask for help. But as time comes on...
You're right, Moss, do you want a hand?
I'm not right.
Where are you going? Oh, he's going to show you his medals, his book. Right, yeah, well, wait on, I'll get them.
And they got the LIM for the...
Work with the
with
helping
veterans.
Oh, yes, okay.
And this one is the...
That's the Australian Active Service Medal.
Yeah.
That's the British Active Service Medal. That's Vietnam. Australian Service Medal. Australian National Medal.
the Australian Defence Force Medal and the Milan Medal of Honour.
We moved in here 2.5 years ago and Moss was diagnosed with bone and prostate cancer. Then 12 months later he was diagnosed with a very rare leukaemia, really a very aggressive cancer. And
one of the people featured in the book is Cyril Cox, otherwise known as Screwy Cox. And he was kind of famous in Methina for winning big in the lottery.
Everyone's heard of Screwy Cox. Cyril Cox.
Okay.
He'd had a dream about the Golden Eagle and bought the ticket and called it the Golden Eagle. And won, of course, but he gave most of it all away. And the other person I put a photo of, Jack Griffin, he was sort of, when we were children, like an old tramp that did little jobs for everyone for a shilling.
Okay. So he was just around the town all the time.
And he lived in a humpy, and that is what is now Griffin Park. They called it after him, Jack Griffin. Eric Rees told me about Jack Griffin, was the tramp of the town. He didn't work for anyone, but he did odd jobs for everyone for sixpence. He saved all these coins and put them in pickle bottles and buried them all around the country.
What? Why did he do that?
So a tree must have fell down and Jack, and it went over the pickle bottles. So Jack hovered around all day to make sure they didn't find his money.
Fortune, yeah.
Yeah. Then he went and collected them all up. Next day he took them to the Methina post office to put them into a Commonwealth bank account. He had over £600 in coins.
£600 in coins?
A lot of them were all water stained. They used to laugh because when they would get change from the shop and it would be water stained, they would say, "This is a Jack Griffin." That was it, yes.
So £600, that's a fair bit of money, though, isn't it?
Isn't it? And that would have been, pounds.
While Charmaine's happy now the book's done, it was a welcome distraction for what's been happening with her husband's health.
It's been another avenue that I can just go off into while he's sleeping.
It's so good to have the book sitting here. It must feel nice for you.
It does. I feel as if I've accomplished something.
ABC Northern Tasmania.